Okay, well, I can update you as fast as I can for a minute.
Have you seen the video that they released?
I did, but here's the problem. They're not telling the truth as you're watching it. Because what happened was that I was going to go home. And then one of my friends who was supposed to go do the video couldn't go, and I couldn't leave the little girl, and I went to take pictures of him. That's why I went.
Right.
So we were set up. They had an ambush set up for us. Absolutely. And they set it in the place, the most perfect place. I was on the phone and texting right before that area, and it was the only place they had absolutely no cell service.
Right. No, they had clearly been planning this, and they clearly also had somebody inside because they knew your guys' plans down to the T.
Oh, they did, because it was that Mark. Mark did it. I believe it was Mark that set us up.
Well, and
he's only been there for a couple of days. Tell me how come he's out and nobody else is. And he was in the van with us, and we got pulled over. He's the one that was pushing us all to go together at the same time. We were saying no, we had to send other people ahead, and then us, and then the next ones, you know, and whatever. And so we were kind of in that together. So they knew. And so when we came first, and we noticed the people there, okay? And I was in the back with Victoria and Ryan Bundy.
Right.
And Ryan Payne was in the front, and LaVoy was driving in that one. And then Mark was driving the one with Ammon and Buddha.
Right.
And so when we came through that, we noticed the vehicles. And they said, wow, did you see all those vehicles? And I could see them out the side corner, you know, because I'm in the back seat and I've got the camera show on, so I can't see a whole bunch. But I saw the vehicles.
Right.
And then they could see them gaining up on us, and then we looked back and the Jeep was stopping. You know, because they flipped their lights on, and the boy says, "Work stop, we're going to beat the sheriff," you know. So he's heading out. And Brian Payne's telling him, "No, dude, you need to slow down." You know, he said, slow down, right? They're going to, you know, they're gaining on us, and you better just slow down. So finally he talks LaVoy into slowing down, kind of pulling over, okay? But
When LaVoy said he was going to go meet the sheriff, you mean the sheriff of Grant County, or is that what,
yes,
at that meeting? Okay.
Grant County, that was the meeting, okay?
Okay.
So he reaches out, so Ryan Payne, you know, they pull up kind of behind us, and Ryan Payne rolls down his window, and he puts both his hands out the window, and they shoot at him, and they hit the mirror veil. I thought they hit his wrist, okay, because he has that bracelet thing on, and I thought they hit him and jerked his hands back in, and oh my God, because he had his hands out, but he just went, it was not good.
Wow.
And so then finally, the word is going to take off, and Ryan says, no, and so he jumped out of the car. Well, Victoria says, "I'm not getting out." And I'm going, "I'm not getting out. They're shooting at us."
why did Ryan jump out if they were shooting at him?
Well, I don't know, because I guess he wanted him to, he said they mean business or something, you know, and that's
right.
He got out.
Right.
And then they took him immediately and arrested him. I mean, took him out and arrested him. Yeah.
Wow.
And so then, they said, "Set up that, let the women out, and that's why he's stalling." He says, "You guys can get out if you want to, you know." I couldn't really, the door was locked, but I could have made him, except for Victoria said, "I'm not getting out, and I'm not about to leave her, you know."
Right.
My mother instincts kick in.
Well, and she didn't want to get...
Leave her. She's 18 years old, apparently.
Is she the... She's not wanting to get out because she was afraid?
Oh, yeah. And so she said, "I'm not getting out." So we went. And so he just said he's going to get us. So we slid down to the floor. I said, how far do you think you can make it, LaVoy, without them shooting out your tires? And he was yelling at them at that time, too, by the way. He was yelling at them, "We're going to see the sheriff. We're going to see the sheriff." And so when we got down there, and we were down low, then they're yelling, "Video this." So I turned my video cam on. And that's when we start, all I know is that he gets to the roadblock, and he tries to go around it. I remember, we're hunkering down,
Do you know he was trying to go around us? One of the things I noticed is that he stepped on the brakes. So he must have been going pretty fast, but I couldn't tell if he was trying to stop and just couldn't stop in time, or if he was actually trying to go around it.
He did hit the brakes, that's true, because I remember we kind of slid through that snow and he had to stop, so it came to stop in the snowbank because he was trying to get around them. I guess he was going around, I'm sure he was, anyway, so I don't know, I just know he was swerving around that side and then we hit the brakes and we slid right up into the ice.
Right.
And there was slush flying everywhere. And then the bullets started flying, and he screamed out the window, okay?
Now, when you say the bullets started flying, you're talking...
Shoot me. Go ahead and shoot me, okay? We're going to see the sheriff. And he goes, go ahead and shoot me. And then he jumps out of the car, and he's got both his hands up. And then we can hear all the shots are going off, and they're shooting. Not just him, they're shooting our windows out. They're shooting everything. We can't get out of the vehicle. There are bullets, everything's whizzing, okay? We can't get out. There are lasers all over us. Ryan gets hit in the shoulder. We have lasers all over on the mirrors, on the glass, on our knees, on that, you know? And we are just cowering down as low as we can get, and I got her head shoved down as low as I can, and Ryan's down to the floor, and we're trying to keep down as low as we can. And the bullets don't quit, they just keep going. And there's both screaming, they killed the boy, they watched him get shot, okay? And then you'll hear us, we're just screaming, you know, stop, you know, and she's yelling, I'm an EMT, I can help him, she's screaming, stop, and she's trying to get over to the window, but the bullets keep coming. I'm right by that. The passenger door and the glass is up, and they keep hitting that window. And we are praying, her and I are just praying out loud, okay? And as hard as we can, and the bullets are bouncing off this window. They didn't break that window, they were breaking all the other windows. They didn't break that window.
That's weird.
And they're shooting in gas, you know, bomb things. And so they're gassing us. And so I had that down jacket on. Her and I had our noses in my jacket, and I'm just trying to keep her down, you know?
Yeah.
And then finally, because they weren't letting up, definitely started screaming to stop. So then they finally must have heard her because they stopped. And we've been there for, oh, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, you know? And still, after he was already dead. And they were still shooting. They planned to kill us all. There's evidence. So finally they said, and then they get on the bullhorn and said, send the male out, you know, which was Ryan. And he got out, and of course they got him, maybe walked backwards and took him. And then she got to get out. And then they came, and then I had to leave the camera and my phone because I had to get my hands up and come out, climb out. And they put us on the ground and put handcuffs on us. And then they continued to shoot the truck. They said, is there anybody else in the truck? Because we're walking away from them. I said, no, there's nobody in there. I said, absolutely nobody is still in the truck. Okay, we get away from it, and they just open fire and keep blowing holes in it. And they broke the window where I was sitting.
Weird.
Yeah, and it was evident that they had every intention of killing us. They
don't
want us to live.
Wow.
It was crazy. And we said, you murdered him in cold blood. When we get there, see, as I watched that video, FBI video, I can see what he was doing. He comes out of the truck. He has his hands up. My guess is they shot him in the leg, okay? Because you can hear the shooting. They shoot him in the leg. Or I don't even know how many times they shot him, but I know I'm almost positive he had both of them on. Okay. And the big one, but he's stumbling through the snow, and they shoot him, and he turns back when he's coming back to the truck.
Yeah.
And the one that finishes him off is a long rifle over to the side, the sniper. He's not 50 feet from him.
Yeah.
And blows him away, and then so he falls backwards into the snow. He does not have a gun in his hand. He is dead. When he gets out, his hand, his left hand is still laid out. His right hand is halfway to his chest, and he, you know, like it was up. But he has no weapon in his hand. He never unholsters his gun. he just kept saying, hey, go ahead and shoot me, go ahead and shoot me. And then they just lambasted him. And even after he was dead, they shot him. It was a nightmare. And I said to the girl, I said to Victoria, I said, and we said, Steve, you guys murdered him. You murdered him in cold blood. You're a bunch of murderers, killers, you know?
Do you believe?
Why did you do that? I didn't do it. Yeah, sure you didn't. We could see all the guys standing behind the tree. Some of them had those little foot binocular things on their hats, you know?
Yeah.
They were a bunch of snipers. They were just the killers. It was unreal. And so then she said, I said to her, witness something you'll never forget for the rest of your life, and whoever gets out of this, if you get out of this, you are to tell everybody you see. She said, I will. I said, tell them the truth, tell them what really happened, you know.
Are you sure? I mean, do you know, when the FBI said that there was a gun, they said there was a gun in Lavoie's inside coat pocket. Do you know if that's true or not?
I have a gun. I saw him laying on the ground. He never reached for his inside pocket, nothing. He had a pistol strapped to his hip. Why in the hell would he reach inside for a gun?
You mean when they shot him, he had that pistol that he normally carries? Because I heard...
It was on his hip. He wasn't wearing anyway. He did not have a gun. He never had one in his hand.
Huh.
Yeah, right. Why would he have holster when they were shooting at him?
People have said...
If he was going to shoot him, why didn't he get the gun out before he got out?
Right. Right. That's what I wondered.
Right.
I'm not...
See them all? Of them, all behind the trees there. Snipers.
Did he say anything to you before he got out? Did he say anything to you girls before he jumped out?
No. He was yelling at them.
And what was he yelling?
He said, okay, so then just shoot me, that's all he said.
Because he...
And they did. He was yelling at them. He had his hands up and he was yelling at them.
It sounds to me like he saw that it was obvious they were out for blood, and he was trying to get away so they could get it over with, maybe to protect you guys. I mean, that's speculation, but that's what it sounded like.
I don't know. Maybe, and that maybe was his thinking. I don't know. But he was damn determined that we were going to get to the sheriff, and when he saw it wasn't going to happen, maybe that's what he. I can't tell you what he was thinking.
Wow.
But it was.
Now, after that happened, did you get a chance to talk to anybody? I mean, that Mark fellow says that he talked to you and that you told him.
We did, because here's what happened. They put us in the van. They went out and picked up everybody. So we had all of us were in the van. We put in first. And then they picked up the other guys as we went down the road to the neighbor stops and put them in the van. Mark was sitting in front of us. He was a jackass. Let me tell you something. There's this poor girl who just saw murder in front of her face. We were sitting in the back of that truck, in the back of that van, and we were singing hymns. I'm trying to keep her calm down, okay? And we are singing hymns and as loud as we can. And praying. And I said, sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, so we pick up Mark. And he starts yelling, or he shot her mouth. And we all turned on him and said, knock it off. She's a young girl, you know. I said, she has to deal with this. You knock it off.
Right.
Because he kept just coming down on her. And then... They take us, and he looks back and he says, I hope my Jeep is still there. We look back and I said, yeah, your Jeep's there. We're just more than willing to explain. His Jeep cost $60,000, blah, 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 blah.
Lavoie's dead, and he's talking about good thing his Jeep is still there.
Right. And we had told him what happened. We were telling him what happened. He wasn't there. He didn't see it. They didn't hear crap. They didn't even know. We went around the van before they saw. So he doesn't even know what he's talking about. So And I did tell him what happened. We told him what happened. But, you know, he wasn't there. He didn't see it.
Right.
So then we get down to, so then we all get the vehicle and we take off. And then, we did take off. We were there for a long time. Hours. They left us there for hours, and they brought in all these guys. It was getting dark now, and they were trying to, I'm sure they were trying to figure out what the hell they were going to charge us with now, because they didn't know what, they had nothing to charge us on.
Yeah, I know.
So we said, are we under arrest? And they said, no, you're just detained. We're just detained. We're not under arrest, we're just detained. And so we're sitting there for hours.
Jeez.
And then they finally get us in the thing. They have, and they sent the ambulance, because Ryan, the guy, got hit in the shoulder. So they had the ambulance, and they worked on him. And then we all go to town, and they take you to the hospital. And we all go circle in to the hospital. They drop him off. We thought, okay, because that's why they're staying in the hospital room. So they get put in jail in the hospital. That's not what happened. We went back around, went out of sight of her, and to a rest stop, where all of these SUVs show up. And they split us up, and they put us all in these different vehicles, okay? When they put one in each vehicle, and then they send us off. And I kept saying, where's the girl, you know? And finally, we didn't see what happened, but one of the cars turned off and went back into the, back into town, like off the road. And so we didn't know, and we were driving 80 miles an hour all the way out here to, for hours, all the way to Portland. 80 miles an hour in a caravan, and they stopped in one spot and picked up Santilli, because they had him in a different vehicle. They put him in a vehicle, and we all, and one other person, I couldn't see who it was at that time. But anyway, so then we got in the vehicle, and we came out here, and they put us in, and when we found out, there was no mark. No mark, okay? Why wasn't Mark taken out here? Why does he have his deep back? Why is he on face? Why the hell is he out there like this? You know, we don't have any idea what's going on.
Right. He was the first one to get a story out because they let him go.
Of course he was, because he's telling lies.
Wow.
He didn't tell the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know. He wasn't even there. He's trying to cover himself. He's the one that pushed us to go together.
Wow.
He was the one that was in the hurry.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I mean, it looks pretty bad. In fact, we know that we're sure that he set us up.
Wow.
They knew exactly when we were coming in, too. And I was on the phone until we hit that area, and then the cell phones went dead. We couldn't call anybody. We couldn't get any. I was just on the phone right before that, texting and calling. And then all of a sudden, we have absolutely dead zone, and nobody has any service. And so that's when I had to pull out my camera and start videoing.
Now, do you still have that video?
No, they took it. They took everything. They took everything. They took my wedding ring. They took my clothes. They took my glasses. They took everything. The whole world went upside down.
I've been trying to make...
We still have to fight the fight.
Yeah.
We still have to stand for the Constitution. We cannot let this die. We cannot let LaVoy... You know, I'm a little nervous because I'm speaking out, because they can... I'm still not out of the woods yet.
Right.
Because they can put me right back in, and I know that. But here's the deal. I have to get out, and I have to get the word out, and I have to get help ASAP.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, those guys are going down. So I had to get out, and I have to get help. And I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Well,
we have to.
You know, I don't think...
I don't want to put anybody in danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're talking big stuff here.
Yeah.
They will use everything in their power to wipe us out. We have to get the truth out, because you know what? If we don't, we're hanging. We all stand together, we hang severally.
All right. Shauna, thanks for cluing me in. We've been praying for you and everybody else. And if you...
God, you know what? That's the only thing that's got getting us through. I love guys. I'm telling you.
How did Ryan?
Guys are together, and I'm all by myself.
Yeah.
And so they had to listen to me singing hymns, performing.
I got a question for you. Let me back up. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Ryan Bundy, he got shot before or after you got to the roadblock?
No, after. During some time, I think it was while we were all hunkered down.
Before, well, did he get shot before or after they shot Lavoie?
I don't know, because bullets were flying everywhere. I don't know.
There were bullets. Did you see any other bullets coming into the vehicle?
Oh, heck, through the window. They shot them all out. Everything was coming in. We had all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
They were coming from behind, though. That's why God saved us.
Wow.
They were coming from behind us. See, they'd already blown out the windshield. I don't even know where they were standing, but they'd already blown out the windshield.
Wow.
And then they were tucking in the smoke bombs.
Do you have any idea? Can you even estimate how many rounds? Or we were talking, you know, you said they've been...
Hundreds. I'm telling you, it was like riddling. I can.
Wow.
And the lasers were everywhere. They were pointing the lasers, see? That's
right.
So freaky.
Yeah.
Because I'm going down, and I'm pushing down on Ryan, because I can see it on his head, and I can see it on her knee, and I can, and we're moving, so the lasers can't hit us. We can see the lasers.
Right. What a dramatic experience. Whoever lives through something like that?
Well, only when God loves us. Because we have to tell the world.
Yeah. That's
the take down. I'm telling you, there's thieves and liars and murderers.
Yeah, that's the only
way.
That's
terrible.
I can't imagine any other way you made it through that alive except for the grace of God.
It was only, and we know that.
Yeah. And bless.
We pray and we thank Him every day. And
yeah.
And prayed. I
couldn't believe that.
We've just been praying together every day.
I couldn't.
Every time we see each other, it's a prayer, and it's making us sing.
Wow. Oh, bless you, Shauna. All right. You got my number. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.